Well, the Natural Resources Research Institute is a state agency. It's not in the news as much as, say, the DNR or the Department of Health or Department of Agriculture, but it's been around for 35 years. In fact, it just celebrated its 35th anniversary this summer. The Natural Resources Research Institute was created in the early 1980s in the midst of a really bad, I want to call it almost a depression in the steel industry, and there were thousands of people laid off on the Iron Range, and that was one of the compelling events of our time here in northern Minnesota that led to the creation of the Natural Resources Research Institute. But it wasn't the only purpose for the Institute. The Institute does research in natural resources and tries to serve our resource-based economy here in northern Minnesota with a variety of programs. They do research in minerals and woods, wood products, and they also work on water and environmental quality issues and do a lot of research there. And joining us this morning is Seema Hosseinpour. She is the strategic project manager, and she manages the Natural Resource Research Institute's Business Assistance Fund program. And Seema is on the line with us this morning. Morning, Seema.
Hi, Scott. Good morning.
Thank you for
being. Hello, everyone.
Yeah, thanks for being on our program this morning.
And thanks for having me.
First, tell us Business Assistance Fund is just one program of the NRRI. If you wouldn't mind just reviewing in general a few other projects at the NRRI, which I might mention is based in Duluth, but we also have a minerals research facility supervised by the Natural Resource Research Institute here in Coleraine, right near us. And I know in last year alone, we did a story about the fuel from wood chips that NRRI developed in Coleraine. So give us a few highlights of other things going on at the NRRI.
Sure. So at NRRI, our mission is to deliver research solutions to balance Minnesota's economy, resources, and environment for resilient communities. We work, our focus is on developing sustainable and natural resource-based industries, informing environmental management and policy, supporting businesses and entrepreneurs, and assisting industry and communities in defining and maintaining the social license to operate. We are regionally focused and globally relevant. As you mentioned, Scott, we have like six research team focuses from water. We're working on water remediation technologies, resource valuation, invasive species mitigation, through minerals, metallurgy, mining. We work on economic geology. We work on materials characterization, minerals processing, mine remediation, peat resources, impact management. We have the renewable energy in our Coleraine facility with the wood chips, the biomass, biofuels, energy products, renewable energy storage solutions. We work on forest and land, anywhere from forest resource analysis, wildlife resources, invasive species, to data visualization and GIS. In our wood products and bioeconomy, we work in market-oriented wood technology and chemical analysis, mechanical testing. And we have the business development support, so we provide business development and entrepreneur support, market analysis, Six Sigma and Lean support to the businesses. So we have a lot of projects at the same time. And the NRRI is a unique organization nationwide to have all these capabilities in one institute. It is very unique. And as you mentioned, so NRRI have two main campuses. One is in Duluth and one is in Coleraine, which are focused in more into minerals and metallurgy and mining. But in our business assistance program, this is a program where we help businesses to access our extensive resources of research, technologies, testing, and prototyping. We have the technical expertise to help businesses to explore an idea, to prototype something new, to research opportunities, to improve efficiency, to solve a problem they have, to identify new markets. So this is the program that is very important for entrepreneurs, for businesses.
Now, I understand, Seema, I understand that you are right now working with an inventor in the Grand Rapids area to create a new product. Tell us about that project.
Yeah, that is an exciting project. We are working with this fabulous entrepreneur from Grand Rapids. He went to he was working with IEDC, the
Itasca Economic Development. Yeah.
Yes. Uh-huh. They were working together to write a business plan. The entrepreneur had a crude prototype with ideas of how this product is going to be. And then IEDC connected him to us, and we started working on his project. So the scope has changed. We have helped him to understand the market better, the need better, the competitors better. We brainstorm ideas. We've developed prototyping. And we are creating another one now. So, and we've connected that person to UMD's mechanical engineering department. They're going to continue to work together to design and get help from the manufacturers there.
I mentioned, Shima, I mentioned that the NRI was created at a time in the 1980s when our economy here on the Iron Range was really in the doldrums. And with the thought to the NRI doing research that would help diversify our economy, and I think for the last 35 years, the NRI is still as necessary as ever because we're still talking about trying to diversify our economy and also related to our natural resource-based economy. And I wonder how do you identify a project that you want to support?
Right. That's a great question. So if there are residents, students, or they are like full-time workers, but they on their spare time, they just have their any ideas, new innovative ideas, or they might be just existing businesses that have ideas that are related to somehow to natural resources, and they're looking to reduce waste from their product. They're looking to add value to their product. They're looking to try something new before going live to the market. This is a program that can help them. The support businesses and entrepreneurs get from this program will allow them to reach market faster with less risk, with less cost, with more confidence, and with a higher chance of success. And we have this program specifically for the Itasca County plus the communities of Hill City, Reamer, Black Duck, and North Home. So if there are businesses there, if there are entrepreneurs there who think they have idea, but they may not necessarily take any actions forward because they always have the doubt of what if, is it exactly what customer needs? Is this exactly what market needs? And we will help them to develop that idea further, to do testing, to do market analysis for them. And if they are not sure if their idea would fit into our capabilities, they can always give us a call. They can reach to IEDC. They can email me or call me. We can always chat on the phone, meet in person to find out if there is a fit in here. And the good news is that we have grants available, so they don't have to pay for the service for the R&D themselves. We have funding from the Blandon Foundation that will pay for a part of this effort, and another part of it should be matched with the from the entrepreneurs and businesses. But we are flexible in that. The match could be in kind. It could be their efforts contributing to the project. A percentage of it could be like in cash. But as I said, we are very flexible in that. I would suggest the first step would be to just reach out. You know, we have our website. I will mention that at the end of this call. And they can reach out. We can always talk and find out if there's a fit between our capabilities and their need in here.
So you're bringing your research facilities and your research resource. It's more than financial support then. It sounds like a lot more than financial support. And right. So people can actually reach out to you, in other words, and give us the how they would do that, the website and everything.
Sure. So our website is nrri.d.umn.edu. They can find information in there. They can call me on my office phone. It is 218-788-2626. Or they can email me. My email is shhossss at c.umn.edu. I know, that was a complicated email.
I've got it written down here, Shima, so okay. We'll be sure and pass it along if someone calls. And I think
that would be great.
I thank you so much for joining us this morning to tell us more.
Thank you. Can I just mention something?
Sure.
So we have an open house in our Coleraine facility on Wednesday, September 26th from 4 to 6. So I think that would be a great opportunity to meet in person, and you can get a chance to get a tour of our Coleraine facility, which is an interesting facility, and we can meet in person and chat more about this.
You know, I've been to that facility, and it is a fun place to tour, especially if you're mechanically minded or like engineering. There's a lot to see and learn there. It's really a research station and a work in progress. A lot going on there. Thanks.
Thank you for having me. Have a great day.
You too. That's Shima Hosseinpour. She's the Strategic Project Manager with the Natural Resources Research Institute's Business Assistance Fund Program, joining us this morning. And if you would like more information about that project, or you want the contacts for Shima, just give us a call. All that information she had, we have here too. And our toll-free number is 800-662-5799.